she doesn't want any rugs. Yvonne, Clara may be our strangest client ever.
She's not so bad.
You must be joking.
Hey, she knows what she wants, and she can pay for it. What's the problem?
She doesn't know what she wants. She can't have known. She's been through a dozen designers.
Man, she's not that hard to read. We may not like what we read, but she is the boss.
That's another thing. We're freelance. We're supposed to be our own bosses.
Freelance just means everyone is your boss. But I'm still glad I left my old job. I'd rather have a crazy rich lady tell me what to do than an office full of state attorneys. Thank you.
Richard was not a bad boss.
No, but some of the others could have been prison guards. Anyway, who would you rather look at? A state house lawyer or Antonio?
Please, Antonio is very strange.
Man, it's an interesting project. She's paying us for our time. We'll do a good job.
I guarantee she will change her mind about what she wants.
She might.
She will.
Danny, this is a wonderful meal. Please, come and live with me.
Do you think he does this all the time? Lisa, you see how he lives. Ask Hannah if she wants to sink to our level.
This is unusually civilized.
It's not often I make my sauce.
I want to know if this is your mother's sauce.
The basic recipe is the same, but I put in a few things my mother would not approve of. I broke a couple of the rules.
Your mother has rules about spaghetti sauce?
Of course.
My mother's rules are about clothes.
Like what?
Like skirt length. No minis.
Bummer.
In high school, she'd always ask me if I intended to leave the house that way.
She must have been surprised the first time you came home from college.
Oh, yes.
My parents sure were. My dad has one rule, be practical. And I changed my major from business to theater arts. Oh, well.
Besides, Danny, you're using that theatrical stuff in your job now.
Oh, yeah! It's always a show down at the coffee place.
How's your film coming, Michael? Are you breaking any rules?
I don't think so. My advisor asked me who my major influence has been. I told him it changes every week. I haven't even found the rules yet.
Well, you'll know what to do when you find them. Break them!
Richard, if your dinners are like this every night, I'm going to be a very jealous man.
Oh, absolutely. Five courses, candlelight.
It is so easy to please, Richard.
Sorry, guys. I've been here. I've seen the Chinese food curtains.
I told you he was easy to please. Any food will make Richard happy.
You're lucky, Nancy. I cook, and half the time he's too tired to eat.
We eat too late.
You don't get home until 8 o'clock.
So, you guys have been putting in a lot of hours.
Who isn't?
Really? Well, I bought a lottery ticket.
Uh-oh. What happened to my practical partner?
What do you all want when I win? Douglas, honey, you and I are taking a cruise.
Is it too much to ask for a new sailboat?
You got it, Joe.
I'll have one, too.
No. No, Richard. Yvonne should make a big contribution to your campaign.
No. Hey, we have not yet decided that.
What haven't you decided?
If Richard is going to run for Attorney General.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know. I guess Joe was too busy to tell me.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, dear, was that your foot?
Joe!